The Australian director Stephen Elliott will be 31 at the end of the month, by which time his life may well have changed. His first feature, Frauds, played at the Cannes Film Festival in 1993, but then never got U.S. distribution. Now his new film is opening gradually across America. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Priscilla isn't a person, she's a bus. And her purpose in life is to transport three drag queens from Sydney across the Great Australian Desert to the outback town of Alice Springs, where the three will perform in a fancy resort hotel. The one who's actually got the gig is Teek, also known as Mitzi, and played very well by Hugo Weaving, whom you may remember from the movie Proof. He recruits his flamboyant co-star, Adam, also known as Felicia, and played by Guy Pearce, and then he needs one more. So he seeks out Bernadette, a transsexual and something of a living legend on the drag circuit. He, or she, is played by Terrence Stamp with a dignified gravity worthy of Garbo. Teek finds Bernadette at a funeral where she is mourning the loss of her latest lover, known only as Trumpet.
It's not fair. I've spent half my life and all my savings trying to snag a sympathetic husband. Selfish little goes and dies on me.
25 years old. He goes and slips over in a bathroom.
He didn't slip. He's peroxiding his hair at home again. He's asphyxiated on the fumes.
I've been asked to do a show out of town.
That's nice.
Well, why don't you come with me? I'll need some help, and I think we could both use the break.
You're not wrong. Where is it?
Alice Springs.
You've got to be joking.
Just this once, he's not joking, but most of the time, the film is. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is basically a road movie with gags, lots of double entendres, lots of mincing and lisping, and lots of shots of our boys in some godforsaken mining town prancing around in feathers and fishnets while burly goons watch them bug-eyed. Along the way, we find out about our heroes' pasts, we watch them resolve their disputes and come to terms with who they are, and we build to a happy ending in Alice Springs that's soppy enough to make It's a Wonderful Life look like film noir. The Australian cinema is still tiny, but certain pockets of it have become awfully slick. Last year's Strictly Ballroom was as shameless a heart-tugger as anything Hollywood has ever produced, and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is just as smooth and calculated. It's a crowd-pleaser. And like La Cage aux Folles before it, it could be a sizable hit, even with audiences that are otherwise indifferent to the sight of boys lip-syncing to disco tunes while wearing dresses made entirely out of rubber beach thongs. The costumes in this movie are genuinely funny, and so are the gags, and there's also something winning about the movie's lack of pretense. True, there are a few sequences in which shots of our heroes out in the middle of nowhere, dressed in their finery, are intercut with spectacularly colorful desert lizards, as if to say that all this artifice is in some way part of nature's plan. But still, no one here is pretending that these drag queens are great talents and that their art form is deathless and underappreciated. All this movie asks of the audience is that it try to understand one thing. That to some people, climbing to the top of Australia's magnificent Kings Canyon and looking out over the empty vastness beyond is not quite as thrilling as climbing to the top of Kings Canyon and looking out over the empty vastness beyond in sequins, a tiara, and four-inch heels.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is now opening in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. It opens wider August 26th.